Hi guys, welcome to my podcast channel, Aika Juju. Today we are November 29th, 2022, and it's 4:24 p.m. in New Zealand. So this is a new podcast series who's going to be dedicated to the through hike Alex and I is going to attempt in New Zealand. So the through hike is called Te Araroa. So let's say that we're going to call that thing the TA, if you don't mind, because Te Araroa, I think my pronunciation in Maori is pretty bad, and I think it's going to be too time-consuming. So if we can say TA, it's going to make my life much easier. So yeah, episode number one on this new series. You can hear the ocean just right next to me. So we started today, November 29th. So we tagged Northern Terminus. It's like a big pole, and there are a lot of arrows like pointing in different directions, like Vancouver, London, South Pole, you know, different stuff, like different big towns in the world. And this is recognized as the Northern Terminus for the TA. So this is kilometer zero, mile zero on the Sobo hike. The place is called the Cape Ringer, mile zero. And today is going to be like a pretty small day. We're going to do like 8 miles, like 12.5 kilometers. So this is perfect, just as day one, just to ramp up and build up, just to get, you know, into the hike and everything. Especially this is Alex's first through hike, so you know we need to do some small days, obviously. And honestly, you know that I finished the CDT a month ago, pretty much exactly a month ago, and I was pretty tired being back home. So I think I need some small days to start with, and this way I'm gonna think, yeah, be able to get my trail legs. And even though I don't think I lost that much, but still, it's preferable to start like low and be steady. And anyway, that's the whole hike is basically 1,800 miles, so 3,000 kilometers. And I think we plan to do like the whole thing in 4 to 5 months. So yeah, we should have like plenty of time to take some days off, relax, enjoy this trail. Like just day one, like I said, we've been doing like close to 8 miles today, and just over the 8 miles, like the vegetation, like the everything was so beautiful, so bright, and I don't know, it was like very, very, very nice as a day one. So yeah, pretty happy, pretty stoked. We talked about that thing for a long time with Alex. That was Alex's dream, to hike the TA, and finally we are on the trail together. So we are like November 29th. We got to Auckland on the 24th. We were supposed to take 3 days to recover from the jet lag and the long flight. So the flight we took, like we made Montreal, Vancouver, Vancouver, Auckland. And the Vancouver Auckland is close to 15 hours flight, so it's a long way and very exhausting, and there's not much to do. So we were supposed to take 3 days. We ended up like taking 4 days because unfortunately Alex's backpack didn't make it to Auckland. So what we had to do is wait, and Air Canada was kind of helpful, but you know, they didn't give us like much details about the, you know, when the bag's gonna be there. Is the bag's gonna be there? So what we know, they reflighted the backpack the 2 days later, because they don't fly Vancouver Auckland every day. So we had to wait, and the fourth day we didn't have any news. So what we said is, you know what, like, let's go to the airport, to the baggage services, and show them the claim we have, and I don't know, like, you know, maybe somebody's going to help us. And that's what we did. So we went all the way back to the airport in Auckland. And one of the guy said, okay, well, let me see. How is the backpack? Do you have a photo and everything? And he left for at least 30 to 40 minutes. And after that, he came back with a backpack. And we were very glad that, yeah, they reflected the backpack. And, you know, the backpack made it. So, but that was a little bit sad and unfortunate that they didn't give any news or didn't contact us or anything. So I know they were short staff, but anyway, that was quite an epic start, but it was all right though. So yeah, yesterday we took a bus from Auckland to Kerikeri, Kerikeri to Kaitaia, and we spent the night in a very beautiful, very cute B&B in Kaitaia, which is like 100 kilometers, like 60 miles from Cape Ringa to start the hike. So we slept there. The B&B was very, very nice, very peaceful, very quiet. Sarah, the host, was very nice. She was amazing. And this morning we woke up, rested, ready to hike. And what we did is we wanted to hitchhike because somebody was offering to give us a ride for $100 each. So it was quite expensive. So I said, like, well, I think we can do the hitchhiking and we can give it a try. So we did, and a woman like gave us a ride for something like 20-30k towards the Cape Ringa, and she was living like in this little community. So she said, this is, you know, the fastest I can drop you guys off. And so we got off the car, and I think we had to wait like not even a minute, like 60 seconds, and somebody showed up, and we were having the thumbs up, and there was a French couple, like 60, 70 years old, and they were on vacation, about to finish the vacation in New Zealand. They did a trip in Australia, New Caledonia, and New Zealand. So they were flying back home in Paris, like, in the next few days. So, yeah, they gave us a ride, a hitch, all the way to Cape Ringa, because this is where they were going. So super nice couple, very cool, Jean-Marc and Laurence. So yeah, thank you to these guys. Very helpful, we made it because of them. And yeah, we tagged the border, the border. I'm used to say that because of the PCC and the CDC, but we tagged the northern point on the North Island, so the kilometer zero, and yeah, pretty happy about that. So yeah, today we're going to be camping in maybe in about 10 to 20 minutes. We're going to hit the campsite, and we are very excited to put the tent. This is a new tent we have, a Big Agnes, and we have a cook set this time, so we're going to be eating warm meals and stuff, so pretty cool. So very, very excited, and yeah, the first day was just stunning and so rewarding. So very happy about the hike so far. So yeah, stay tuned guys for the next episode. I'm gonna do my best to record as much as I can, and yeah, I'm gonna post a few episodes along the way. I'm gonna try to do like at least once a week at the minimum, and yeah, if I can, twice a week. I think I'm gonna have a lot to say, and because we're gonna take it a little bit easier, not like rushing like I did on the CDT. I think that's gonna give me some time to record more podcasts and content about, you know, the whole hike. So yeah, stay tuned guys, take care of yourself, and see you at the next episode. Bye bye.